Chi, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that are here in this moment. Mm-hmm. We are connecting to dreaming and imagining, and I thought, what a better way but to reach out and connect to some of the traditional values and visions of Hopi. And this will be part of our ongoing dreaming conversation that will be woven serendipitously in and out amongst many different tribes and maybe figures that have been inspirational in our past. What I find most interesting is that as a society here right now on planet Earth, we tend to quote things out of context sometimes, and this is an interesting thing, phenomena that happens in the news and media. If you've ever been interviewed, people paraphrase or completely disregard certain things you said so they can frame and construct a story as they're perceiving it or they would like to have everyone perceive it. And that's why I'm inspired to share some of the values regarding the Hopi in this moment, is because many times people will quote the Hopi, yet they haven't spent any time with the Hopi, or they haven't spent some time studying it, or maybe they have and they still have their own contextual concept of what that means to them, and that's fine. That's where you're meeting Hopi. Although I do find that it's nice to get to know someone, something, or a concept a little bit deeper, and you can take your time. I really encourage baby steps. You don't need to charge forward and try to digest as much information as possible. When we push really hard, sometimes what happens is that we get into an inauthentic place. We may get to where we want to be, or we might perceive that's where we want to be, but we've rushed the romance, so to speak. And it's nice to take your time to get to know someone or something. So as we connect to this concept, what I'd like you to do is we're going to just listen to a traditional song. We're going to listen to two songs back to back. First, we'll complete the fast drumming, Hopi drums, and then the butterfly dance. We'll bring a little bit of that yang and yin energy in together to dance together. It's one thing that has been predominant every time I go out there is connecting with the importance of the masculine and the feminine. So as you do, if you don't know anything about Hopi, then you'll start to learn something about them when we come back. If you do know something, maybe let go of what you think you know, and then welcome in meeting Hopi for the first time, or the second, or the third, but welcome meeting them in a new way without any understanding of what you're about to see or feel or connect with, and welcome it into your heart. Imagine if we did that with every person we met. We just welcomed in without preconceptions and said, yes, I would like to meet you and see what you're all about. So allow the thoughts to drop, open the heart, take this time just to sit and be with self. As you move with the drums and then the butterfly, we'll come back and we'll explore the traditional values and visions of the Hopi. Once again, that was Fast Hopi Drumming and the Butterfly Dance, and just welcoming yourself to be here. And as you do, I'd love to shine a light on this beautiful concept before we dive into the traditional values and visions of Hopi, is Treja. Treja is a beautiful mastermind of Jared Krause, and the link below is of an interview when they were in their alpha and beta testing mode, and now they're live and up and running. Really encourage you, if you're inspired, you can go on and connect to a very effortless way to trade something. You can do goods, services, even housing, long-term, permanent, or short-term swapping. So if you're inspired, get on there, and this is non-currency-based trading, just like the good old-fashioned days when you might have traded marbles or baseball cards or little matchbox cards or something that you had and you wanted to exchange with your friend. So simply enough, just go to treja.com. You can sign in with a social media account or create a new interface that you would like for this destination. Play around and have fun. Now let's dive in to the Hopi. As I mentioned, if you don't know anything about them, they are a tribe that has gone through a migration pattern, and part of their history records this migration pattern. Their destination in northern Arizona and Hopi land is a magical, magical place, and all things are present there. If you've had the calling to go there, then I'm certain that you discovered what you needed to when you were there. If you've yet to think you've had a calling, trust me, if you are to have a calling, you will, and you will arrive at Hopi. That's how it works. You don't have to force it. It will give you an invitation, the land, the unseen, and then you will arrive and receive what is needed. And again, in sometimes our egoic mind, we think it has to be some big thing. So many people have been trying to figure out the certain prophecies and wanting to be someone in those prophecies. But really, as I relate to Hopi, is that there's a medicine, there's an offering every time I go there. And it has nothing to do with big. It has to do with refinement within myself. And that's why I'm inspired tonight to share these values and visions. So often in our society right now, we'll go along with something, but we won't ask all the questions because we're just not taught to do this. So as I have been taught by some of my teachers and by specific Hopi teachers out there, it's more about watching, listening, and asking questions. And then you can move forward from there, especially when you're learning practices. But oftentimes here in our society, we'll go ahead and we'll move into action, but we'll forget to take the time to watch, listen, and ask questions. Imagine how different the world might be if we did it that way. So the values, and this, I have the link below, and this comes from the Hopi Foundation. And one thing I like to stress is out there, because so many people have gone out there and imposed from government agencies, from individuals that think that they should be there maybe when they're not supposed to, have imposed so many things on Hopi that it has created a little bit of a division out there because of what happened. If you start to look at the history, you can see where there's been the pool when children were taken away to be educated in a non-traditional way, when the imposition of someone else's bright idea felt like it should be imposed on an entire society and culture, that started to lead to the degradation. And out there, if you do your research and do your homework, you'll understand that there are a lot of politics, there's a division, yet there's unity at the same time. So to really, if you do feel called out there, go out there with open heart, and also just the wonderment and allow yourself to explore. So a Hopi is one whose lifetime quest is to gain strength and wisdom through prayer, education, and experience, to acquire a practical and spiritual understanding of life in general, and to acquire the ability to address life circumstances and community needs from an eagle's viewpoint with a caring attitude and humility. So if we look at that, that just says a lot right there. And I'm going to read it one more time. A Hopi is one whose lifetime quest is to gain strength and wisdom through prayer, education, and experience, to acquire practical and spiritual understanding of life in general, and to acquire the ability to address life circumstances and community needs from an eagle's viewpoint with a caring attitude and humility. So we'll go on from there. A Hopi is one who fulfills the meaning of Katsi, and please excuse my pronunciation, it's not going to be completely accurate. Something to be noted is that out there, there's different dialects and languages depending on which mesa and which tribe you are with. So by maintaining the meaning of Kaivatsi, by maintaining the highest degree of respect for and obedience to moral standards, ethics, so as not to knowingly abuse, alter, or oppose the progressive order and cycle of nature and the sacred manifestations of the Creator's teachings. So what they're saying here, again, I'll say, is to maintain the highest degree of respect for and obedience to moral standards and ethics, so as not to knowingly abuse, alter, or oppose the progressive order and cycle of nature and the sacred manifestations of the Creator's teachings. Next up, I'll let you sit with that. Maybe we'll take a deep breath. Hopi is one who fulfills the meaning of Sumi Nagua and will come together to do activities for the benefit of all out of compelling desire and commitment to contribute or return something of value or benefit to the society. I love this one because imagine if that was our intent, to do something for the benefit of all, and something that contributed value and benefit to the society, something you might consider at your next meeting. Hopi is one who fulfills the meaning of Nami Nangwa by helping one and another to give aid in times of need without having to be asked to do so or without expecting compensation for the deed. So imagine, you know, in these times when we have natural disasters, rather than collecting money for aid, what if people just sent aid? The people that have airplanes provided the airplane. The people that have food and rice provide the food and rice. The people that have crews on the ground that can be there to hand it out or organize them on the ground there locally, do that, and no money is required. Imagine. A Hopi is one who fulfills the meaning of Hiknagwa by having the initiative to take care of something without having to be instructed, asked, or reminded, regardless if anyone will notice your effort, but that it will make a difference. So again, a beautiful thing that you take initiative, you're self-motivated, and something to model, not only for yourself, but maybe your family and friends and coworkers. A Hopi is one who places the society's and or community's interests and benefits ahead of individual and personal interests and gains. A Hopi is one who understands that to realize a dream, one must not pray for his or her desires, but must make a sincere commitment to work diligently to pursue the dream or goal until it's achieved. So I paired these two. I'll read them again. Hopi is one who places the society's and or community's interests and benefits ahead of individual and personal interests and gains. Number two, a Hopi is one who understands that to realize a dream, one must not pray for his or her desires, but must make a sincere commitment and work diligently to pursue the dream or goal until it is achieved. So this really gives you light to some figureheads that have been able to accomplish this, and maybe they had little Hopi roots at one point or another. And then to think about that if you're putting your community's interests first, benefit ahead of your interests and gains, how powerful that is and what will happen. A Hopi is one who understands that the Creator has provided all the necessary resources needed by all living beings to coexist here, including the means by which the human race can achieve a happy, healthy, and self-sustaining life. Aho! So true, but we have delivered a lot of constructs that keep us from believing and knowing this. A Hopi is one who understands that the greatest feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment is one's participation in social and community functions or activities, and knowing that your contributions have resulted in benefits to the community and the people. So this is service, being in service to your community. So here is just some beautiful principles that the Hopi apply and have applied to their societies, their tribes, and while they may have different ways of approaching that, from progressive to traditional to the middle way, they still are applying these principles, and maybe not all of them, but it's, I really think, important for people, if you're inspired, to really sit with these principles. Click on the link, you can read them below, and see how they relate to you, especially if you carry that Hopi heart. And also to realize that sometimes we hold traditions and people up on a pedestal. And the first one that we talked about was humility, caring attitude. When we hold that soft gaze and realize that if we remove judgment or a perception of judgment that we may not completely understand, there's another individual that I'll be talking about in the future. And after doing more research about his life, you know, there's complicated perspectives on this individual, even though he was a quote-unquote change agent. Same with some traditions that we don't understand around the globe that we might really feel aligned with, but also may not know the depths of it and not know what it understands. So if you do feel called to certain cultures, certain traditions, and you want to meet them again in this lifetime, and you want to relate to them in your own way, this is a beautiful way to do it. But do the research so you fully understand what you're stepping into. The resonance out at Hopi is so deep and profound because the lineage, even though it's been obstructed and interrupted on many levels, there's an essence that's still preserved there by the unseen. And that essence will speak to you if you feel called to go out there. But hold it in reverence and understand that you are connecting to a lot of these values. And then some of the traditional dances and ceremonies, some may meet you in a certain way that you are not ready for, but have something to offer and something for one to understand within them. And some might be ready to be liberated and evolved. That's part of the mystery and the unfolding that can occur. So before we go any deeper into this and kind of reflect and circle back around, what I'd like us to do is connect to a song, a Hopi song called The Beauty Way, and this is a term that's found in other indigenous tribes. And as you connect to it, it would be really beautiful if you can connect to prayer and ceremony or intention and meditation, whatever you want to refer to it. Just connect to sacredness. Think about anything that you consider sacred in your life and how you might want to approach your life with humility and sacredness. And when we come back, we'll wrap up from there. Hey, hello, yeah. Thinking about the beauty way and what that might mean. There's a simplicity to what Hopi intended to hold on to in their final migration. And I think they did it for the most part, irregardless of how many people and organizations have attempted to stick their nose in their business down to ceremonial mass being taken for auction, to land rights being upheld in a court. I think for the most part they did it. They held the ground and held the land and held their traditions the best they could with all those circumstances. And we can still look and say, wow, here's a group of people that intentionally moved to a desolate area, do dry farming, and survived, even though they were day in and day out being tested from having their kids taken away from them, having each other turn on each other, but they still managed to pull through. And that's inspiring, and it's even more inspiring to go out there and see that corn growing up from the hard earth and realize that we don't need all these fancy things that we've created. We can create a beautiful, lush biosphere, but also to realize that through intention and prayer and connection to the entire ecosystem, you still can be taken care of, even though it may not be extravagant and abundant. There's a simplicity to it, which feels really nice, especially in a fast-paced world. So what I wanted to do is to talk about simplicity here and realize that if we are to really take some time and connect to the Hopi, that's a lot of what's offered there. There's a complexity in their ceremonies, there's a complexity in their language, and that there is this yin and yang factor to it, masculine and feminine, and then from one tribe to the next. However, there's a great simplicity offered in living, and that there are even some tribes that live without running water or electricity. And so for me, they're that reflection that we can live simply. And if we choose not to, then we can bring some of these principles forward and provide for our community if we think about that first rather than self first. And it's hard to do, especially if you're in a time where you don't feel like you have a lot to offer, but that's some of the most magical moments to really step forward and give. We will go through these one more time so you have time to look at them and then you can read them. But thinking about that, that first of all, to maintain the highest degree of respect for and obedience to moral standards and ethics, so as not to knowingly abuse, alter, or oppose the progressive order and cycle of nature and the sacred manifestations of the Creator's teachings. This is a deep one to contemplate and maybe meditate on. number, this next one that's offered, I'm not even going to put a number with it, will, that fulfills the meaning of sum nangwa, and will come together to do activities for the benefit of all, out of compelling desire and commitment to contribute or return something of value or benefit to that, the society. So I ask you the question, what do you want to contribute back to the society? What is that? Think about it and see what you come up with. If you have some of these, I'd love to hear your responses. You can email them to me. The next one, Nami Nangwa, by helping one another or give aid in times of need without having to be asked to do so or without expecting compensation for the deed. So many simple ways we can do this for one another. Hit Nagwang, by having the initiative to take care of something without having to be instructed, self-motivation, asked or reminded, regardless of if anyone will notice your effort, but that it will make a difference. Hopi is one who places the society and or community's interests and benefits ahead of individual and personal interests and gains. And this might be the big key that we all want to reconnect to rebuild our communities globally and in their intimate locations. Hopi is one who understands that to realize a dream, one must not only pray for his or her desires, but must make a sincere commitment and work diligently to pursue the dream or goal until it is achieved. A Hopi is one who understands that the Creator has provided all the necessary resources needed by all living beings to coexist here, including the means by which the human race can achieve a happy, healthy, and self-sustaining life. A Hopi is one who understands that the greatest feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment is the one's participation in social and community functions or activities, knowing that your contributions have resulted in the benefits to the community and the people. So just to sit with that and see what comes up, and if you do have reflections of how you could bring that Hopi way into your life, if you're inspired to, or if you felt connected to them, are you bringing that way of life? Because I can share from my own personal experience that the Creator, Great Spirit, and the beautiful beings, the energies in the Kachinas, have a way of holding you accountable. And it's a beautiful practice to engage if you're inspired, but also knowing that you're being asked to hold yourself to that highest self. So you can dream and imagine and connect and see what arrives. And it sounds pretty incredible to me if we all dive in a little bit deeper to see where we might want to show up and how we might want to show up. Until next time, this is She signing out with a song called Sunflowers from the Hopi. Imagine those bright faces shining up towards the sun in the middle of nowhere. Until next time, if you're inspired, please connect to the links below. Support the Hopi Foundation, support Treja by trading some things, and connect to the artists at the links. And until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, bright eyes, a full heart, a belly full of joy, and a namaste. Be simply.